مولانا علي علي مولانا علي مولانا علي مولانا علي مولانا علي علي مولانا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. For reappearance of Imam Zaman Salawat. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم ومنكري فضائلهم لعنة الدائمة الأبدية من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. صلوات. I think that if you turn on the lights, there's no need at the moment. Please say salawat one more time. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are reaching to the final week of holy month of Ramadan, may Allah accept worships of mu'minin mu'minat. In the beginning, I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to the Muslims in all over the world, and especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine. It seems to be really unfortunate that day by day we start thinking that what we can do. So sometimes when you start thinking as hopeless and helpless, that is what actually Shaitan wants to do. Enemies of Islam are in the form of Shaitan. So they want to make all the Muslims and the believer as hopeless as possible, that we can think what we can do. Everybody as individual is going to think, so it's Israel, it's doing that is very far from us, thousands of miles other side of the country, and they are attacking, they have force, they have everything. So what is something that we can do? But brothers and sisters, late leader, the personality who gave hope to this world and who has woken the world again, and he had shaken the world again, and he brought a revolution in this world. He gave a beautiful solution. Look at the solution that he had given. That if all the Muslims just have a bucket of the bottle, a water, and take that water, throw to Israel, Israel is going to be vanished from the country, from the world. From the map of the world, it's going to be vanished. See, he has seen Israel in this form. We see Israel as a power. He sees Israel as a powerless, because he believes in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he is the one who believes in the monotheism. He believes in Tawheed. And when you believe in Tawheed, when you depend and trust in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no power in this world other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one power, and that is power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if all the powers they get together, they cannot make even a little fly. They cannot make a little mosquito. They are like ankabut. They are like spider. Quran has described them as house of spider. In awhanal buyute labaytul ankabut. One of the weakest houses in this world is house of the spiders. Have you seen house? You all have seen that, right? And how weak is that? Look how Quran describes anybody who stands against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran describes them, look at them, as house of spider. Not more than that. Even if it can be white house or black house. It can be anything. With any power, with any capabilities, with all the atomic energies that they have. But look at the energy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Depend on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is going to give you power. Then you will feel that you can do something. Don't feel hopeless. Don't feel helpless. This month of Ramadan, it has to give us energy that we can move forward. Every individual should start thinking positively that we can do and we will do. You know, they say, if there is a will, say the rest of that. If there is a will, so what is missing? Where we are missing? There is no will. Let us tonight, we promise with Amirul Mu'mineen that we have will and we will stand against oppressors. We will change this world. We will not let oppressors do whatever they can, but we will let them know that we are the followers of Imam that is victorious of the Khaybar. Once again, we will enliven the Khaybar. And you will see that Khaybar is going to be there. Today again, flag is in the hands of inheritor of the Khaybar. Flag of the leadership, it is in the hands of somebody who is descendants of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam.
Zinda hai,
zinda hai Khomeini,
zinda hai,
hum sab ke dilon mein,
zinda hai,
Iran mein dekho,
zinda hai,
Lebanon mein dekho,
zinda hai,
rehbar ki shakal mein,
zinda hai,
zinda hai Khomeini,
zinda hai, salawat,
Allahu
Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Khamenei rehber,
Brothers and sisters, do not feel weak. Do not feel helpless. When we start being individual, alone, then we feel weak. But when you start making yourself connected with Ummah, be Ummah, be connected, that you can feel power. But not depending on the people, not depending on the nations, not depending on the governments, but depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in His power. Make your belief stronger. When you recite every single day, it's almost 20 days that we were reciting this dua, dua iftita. What is use of reciting this dua iftita if somebody cannot believe the one about whom we were saying, Ya Qasim al-Jabbarin, Ya Mubir al-Zalimin, Ya Mudrik al-Haribin, Ya Nikal al-Zalimin, Ya Sarikh al-Mustasrikhin. Oh, the one who crushes all the powers in this world. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come to crush that? To crush the powers, we are going to do that. We recite those du'as that we can be ready. We can be prepared. Du'as prepare us. Du'as is not just to recite. Oh Allah, come and do that. You know, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it's out of my subject. I'm sorry, but I wanted to address that. It is said that when Hazrat Musa had asked at that time, he was replied by his nation. He was said, O Musa, you and your Lord, go and you fight. We cannot go with you. So there were many nations. They used to say to the Prophet, are we going to say to our Imam that Mawla, you come and you fight? As we say sometime in the poetries, when he's going to come, all the stories are going to be finished and we will be in the happy time. We are waiting to have a happy time. In order to reach to the happy time, in order to reach to that satisfied time, it is necessary that we need to move forward and we need to take that flag of Islam in our hands. Please say salawat.
لبيك يا
حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا
حسين
لبيك يا حسين. Dear sisters, my subject yesterday, it was taken from the book that is written by our late Shaheed Mutahhari Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. And there is attraction and repulsion. If we look at the abilities that a human being has, then we find there are various kind of abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our life. One is ability that we attract, as many other creatures in this world, they have attraction. Human being also has attraction. And at the same time, we have ability of repulsion as well. And these two abilities, in various people, there are various kind of abilities. Sometimes there are people, those who have only repulsion, but they do not have any attraction. So you probably experience with the people. We meet with the people, we live with the people, and we know that there are people, those who only have ability of repulsion. They repel the people from them and they don't attract anybody. They don't have any friends. And there can be people opposite side as well. Sometimes there are people, those who are very sweet. They are like candy. So they only attract the people. They don't repel the people. They don't have any enemy. So everybody call them, you're very sweet, right? these sweet kind of people, they live in the communities, and when they are close to death, everybody has doubt that maybe they, that is Hindu, he's Sikh, he's Christian, he's Muslim. So everybody is going to ask them that they are belong to me. Everybody wants that they are from their community. And many people, they like to do that. Many people, they love that if they can be just friendly and they don't have any enemy in this world. They don't want to have. Many people, they don't want to have any enemy. There can be a third category, that somebody who does not have ability to attract and does not have ability to repel as well. Nothing. It's like a stone. Lives in the communities and dies. Nobody knows that person. He sits within the people, he never speaks. So people that don't have any attraction, even you don't like that you be associate with them, you don't want to be friend with them. If you are a few people sitting and that kind of person comes in your gathering, you have to sit quiet for a while. He's not going to speak and you're not going to speak. And after a while, everybody has to leave. So this can be another category. You can find those kind of people. Definitely you have seen, probably maybe somebody also has experienced this kind of situation as well. That those both abilities have died. No repulsion, no attraction. Both are not there. Let us see that if we like to see a perfect human being, if we like to see a perfect human being, the one who has both kind of the abilities, he also has attraction and at the same time has repulsion as well. He has enemies, he has friends. Friends, those who are associate with him, those who are associate in his ideology, and enemies, those who are against his ideology. So yesterday I had said that if we look at the personality that we are commemorating his martyrdom is the one who is perfect in both manners. He is perfect in making the friends. His friends are kind of friends, those who sacrifice for him, those who are ready to sacrifice. They would like to sacrifice, even they are cut into the pieces and then make them together. Then again, they would love with Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. And enemies, very interesting. He has kind of enemies that if you just take name of Ali, they will become angry. They don't like to hear name of Ali. If somebody says, I am follower of Amirul Mu'mineen, that is enough. They don't like to say salam. They don't like to sit with this kind of person. They are ready to kill this kind of person. They are ready to take the life of this kind of person. In the history, at the time of Mutawakkil, about one of the scholars, that was scholars of Arabic literature, Ibn Sikit, very famous Arabic literature scholar who has written many books. His Arabic literature books are there. In the time of Mutawakkil, of course, he was a follower of Amirul Mu'mineen, but in order to attract him towards himself, Mutawakkil decided that if he asks him, that he starts teaching his children at his home. So he wanted to just change him, to give a little motivation, that he can be motivated towards the system, and he would start, you know, being associated with the Mutawakkil. So there were different techniques that enemies of Islam, they use. One of the techniques is attracting people. Sometimes there is a technique that is called threatening the people. Leader has used these two terms in the past speech. He said that Shaitan uses these two techniques. Sometimes he tries to attract the people. by giving something. And sometimes he threats the people. And by threatening, he would like to also impress. So there can be certain ways to make the people impressive. So Mutawakkil had used this way to attract Ibn Sikith. He started teaching the children of Mutawakkil. There were two children. And after a while, Mutawakkil thought that now it's good enough. I have been paying him a lot. And he was coming to teach my children. Now I can examine him, that does he still love with Ali? He still loves with Ali ibn Abi Talib, or at the moment he started having a little, you know, sympathy and love about my children and myself. He asked Mutawakkil a question. He asked from Ibn Sikith a question. He said that, Ibn Sikith, you teach my children. How do you compare my children with the children of Amir al-Mu'minin, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain alayhi as-salam? Do you think that they are similar, or my children are better, or children of Amir al-Mu'minin? Ibn Sikith thought that, oh my God, situation has reached up to this point that he started asking me that I have to compare his children with the children of Amir al-Mu'minin. Now I'm going to give him answer. He got angry. And Ibn Sikith, he said, do you think that I'm going to compare your children with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain? I don't compare your children with Qanbar, the servant of Amir al-Mu'minin. I even don't compare with him. Put yourself in the place of Ibn Sikith for a while. Can you be in his place? Put yourself in his shoes and think, what are you going to reply? If you are examined in this situation with the love of Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you have been asked this question after you know that Mutawakkil is oppressor, he's like Saddam. He was like Netanyahu today. He was great oppressor of his time. And he is asking directly the question from Ibn Sikith. And this was the answer that he has given. And Mutawakkil ordered that his tongue has to be taken out from his mouth. It has to be cut. And Ibn Sikith decided, he said, I would like to live with the love of Amir al-Mu'mineen. I will not take my hand off from Amir al-Mu'mineen, but I will stay as the follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen, even if I sacrifice myself. You can cut my tongue, but you cannot cut my nature. My nature is inclined with Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. Please say salawat. So in this scenario, you can see both sides. One is side that is being attracted through Amir al-Mu'mineen. Another side is the person who has animosity with Amir al-Mu'mineen. Both sides are there. Mutawakkil is the one who keeps hatred of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And that is not just after the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen. It was way after the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, almost 200, 150 years after the death of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Brothers and sisters, sometimes this ability of jazibah and attraction, it's kind of attraction that lives for centuries. There are people, those who come in the history sometimes, and maybe they are known at that time, but after time passes, nobody knows them. So there are many politicians, many, you know, players, for example, many people, those who are heroes in the movies. You may know them at the time when they live. And maybe they are sometimes beloved for some of people. They are attracted for some of people. But when they
go from this world, at that time there is nothing remaining. There can be people, those who also live for few years, but they don't control the hearts of people. They don't control the minds of people. They made a history. Their name is in the history. They are called great scholars sometimes, great philosophers, but they don't have any place in the hearts of people. But brothers and sisters, when you look at the personality of Amirul Mu'mineen, who is overwhelming on the history, overwhelming on the hearts of the minds, who controls the minds and the hearts of people, and still lives after 14 centuries in the hearts of people, and he rules the hearts of people in this world. That is who he is living today. He is living in the hearts. Let me ask you, if somebody asks you, you have to compromise with the love of Ali and something else, which one you are going to choose? Love of Amirul Mu'mineen is something that it's not compromisable. Nobody likes to compromise with that. Because he rules my heart. He rules my mind. I live with him. How this love, it comes. And how love is effective in our life. How much it can be effective. Love is really effective. So let me give you an example. That there are two individuals. A man and woman, they live single, they don't have any attraction. Then through marriage, through a contract, they become engaged in their life. A love is going to be created between them. Attraction is going to be there. And because of that, a child is going to be born. When a child born in a house, in a family, before that, these two individuals, they had different habits. They used to wake up like 9 o'clock in the morning. Now a child is born. When a little child born, and alhamdulillah, you know, there is a nature of the children, they wake up early in the morning. And after a while, we start making them sleep. When they're born, they're born with the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas alayha. They're born with a pure nature. They like to wake up early in the morning at the time of suhoor. They try to wake up the parents as well. Then parents, they say, please go to sleep. This is not the time to wake up. Still it's time to sleep. It's very cold. I like to sleep at this time. So when you make them sleep, then they're going to sleep. They will become habitual and they will be living with that. But brothers and sisters, can you think that these two parents who were living individually with the different habits, with the different timings, with the different schedule, because of the love, they started changing their schedule. They started matching their schedule with the children. Sometime a child becomes sick. When child is sick, both parents have to stay awake, taking him hospital sometimes. Going out, even if it's cold weather, if it's hot weather, whatever weather it can be, whatever season it can be, you have to leave the house. You have to go out. You like to sleep, but it's going to take your sleep out. You are being lazy, but now you don't have to be lazy. You have to be very smart. You have to work with this child. Sometimes he forces you, you have to carry him, take him different places. Sometimes you have to feed him. He's going to demand you. So you can see what love is going to do in our life. How love is effective. When you have love with somebody, at that time it's going to motivate you. It's going to change your schedules. It's going to be effective in your sleep. It's going to take out your laziness. It's going to make you smart. If that is effect of love, then if we love with Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. What it means? Love with Amirul Mu'mineen. Love with Suhoor. Love with the nights. Love with the prayers. Love with the charity. Love with recitation of Quran. Love with the sadaqah. Love with the sacrificing. Love with shahadat. Love to be mujahid. Love to be in the war. Love to be with the Prophet, peace be upon him. Love with Amirul Mu'mineen is not easy. If somebody loves with Amirul Mu'mineen, then he has to change himself. He has to change his schedules. Ali is going to be effective during the nights. He's going to force you, stand up. Yes, it's time to sleep. It's sweeter time. But wake up. I love to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Salatul Layl. This is how love, it becomes effective in our life, brothers and sisters. You know, today, you left your houses. Most of people, they are sleeping outside. They are on their bed. It's bedtime. What has forced you during these nights that you have to leave your houses, sit in the Husainiya, and come and remember somebody, shed tears for him? Even you have a wish that after the death, you like to be raised with Amirul Mu'mineen. You have a wish and desire that when I die, the day first, if somebody comes in my grave, you know, this wish, do you live with this wish, brothers and sisters? The day first, the one who comes in my grave, I don't like anybody else come in my grave. I love that if Ali can come in my grave. You know, we just recited Dua-e Kumail. And one of the warning that we gave, we say, وَجَمَعَتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَعْدَائِكَ وَفَرَّقْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَوْلِيَائِكَ. Wallah, I do not like to see a scenario that a day come that I be together with your enemies and you separate me with my awliya. وَفَرَّقْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَوْلِيَائِكَ. You make separation between me and Ali. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? O Shia of Ali, do you really imagine that a day comes that you are being raised with Muawiyah? Would you like to be raised with Yazid? And can you imagine that one side Amirul Mu'mineen is standing and you are standing opposite side? Do you imagine a day Amirul Mu'mineen says that I have no relation with you. I'm sorry, I don't accept you as my Shia. Believe me, it will be very difficult. Those who lived with love of Ali all their life, they spent days and nights in the love of Amirul Mu'mineen. If a day comes that Ali refuses to accept them, he says, I have nothing to do with you. Oh, my dear children, oh, youth, you know, we have a special love with Ali. And if Ali stands against us before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know why we come into majalis sometimes? Why we have to commemorate these days? Why we have to shed tears? That we would like to increase our love with Ali. It is a practice. This is a practice. Through this practice, we would like to be connected with Ali. We would like to be living with Ali. And we would like to die like Ali. Let us go today again to Masjid-e-Kufa, a place where Ali was injured. Our Mawla was wounded.
As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen.
If you say salam today, you can cross the history and you can be closer to Amir al-Mu'mineen. You know, when we say salam at that time, we got reply as well. And Imam is going to reply us. Let us cross the history and go back to the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen and see Amir al-Mu'mineen being in Masjid Kufa. And if you are there and you go and see Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam wounded and his blood is gushing from his head. It's narrated that both children, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, when they came closer, at that time they asked, you know, when if you see your father in this situation, and father is like Amir al-Mu'mineen, and you see in the masjid and blood gushing out, at that time they asked from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Abata, oh my father, what has happened to you? Who has struck this sword on your head, Ya Mawla? And Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Imam Hassan, O my son, you lead the prayer. And Imam Hassan, after the prayer, again he comes close to the father as he was feeling that he has become orphan. He started weeping close to Amir al-Mu'mineen as he could see that there is a big injury in the head and blood is continuously coming out from the body of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the color of the face of Amir al-Mu'mineen is changing time to time. He could feel that he is becoming close to being orphan. And Imam Mujtaba, when he was weeping at that time, Amir al-Mu'mineen spoke with Imam Mujtaba. He said, Oh my dear son, Hassan Mujtaba, don't weep. You have to be strong. You know, after a while, I'm going to be close to your grandfather. I can see your grandfather is waiting for me. I can see your mother Fatima al-Zahra is waiting for me. Oh my dear Hassan, do not weep for me because I can see what you cannot see. I can see another world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for me. I can see other side, angel Jibreel is waiting for me. There are many angels, those who came down on the earth, and they are waiting to take my soul. But brothers and sisters, over here, leader had said a point that I would like to mention. He says that there was a time when our Mawla, he was speaking with his children, Hassan and Hussein. When he was speaking with sons at that time, he was speaking and he was saying to both of them to be patient. But after a while, both children, they took the body of Amir al-Mu'mineen towards the house. And when they had taken Amir al-Mu'mineen towards the house, and Amir al-Mu'mineen comes close, and Zainab and Umm Kulsoom, they both came closer. And when both daughters, they started crying close to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, there is a special love of the father with the daughters. And when Amir al-Mu'mineen saw Zainab and Umm Kulsoom, both are crying, at that time Amir al-Mu'mineen could not be patient. His patience lost. He started crying loudly. That was the point that he held Zainab and Umm Kulsoom close to him. He started kissing kissing the head of Zainab and Umm Kulthum, and he started kissing both of them, saying farewell to Zainab and Umm Kulthum. Let me remember a time, brothers and sisters, when in Karbala Abu Abdullah wanted to leave. At that time a daughter, she was sitting close to the tent, and Abu Abdullah was riding on the horse, and he wanted to leave the camp. And when he saw Sakina, she was sitting, Imam Hussein comes down from the horse and sits close to Sakina. He takes Sakina in her in his lap and started kissing Sakina. And let us say salam to Amir al-Mu'mineen, sallallahu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. But ya Mawla Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, he was alone in Karbala. You had both your children, Hassan and Hussein, around you. You had two daughters around you, those who could give little relief to you. But Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, there was nobody with him. He was only saying in Karbala, Hal min Nasir, ya Nusrana, Hal min Dabir, ya Dubu an Haram Rasulullah, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Sallallahu Alayka ya Aba Abdullah, وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. All together. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واقضل الكفار والمشركين والمنافقين. اللهم انصر من نصر الإسلام واخذل من خذل الإسلام. اللهم أيد جيوش المسلمين وقائد المسلمين وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أعوانه.